This is Kajal from India. A little bit about myself. I'm very sexy and hot, married woman of 26-year-old age who loves to enjoy a lot. I love to wear sexy and hot clothes. I love to tease men. I'm working as a personal secretary in the export-import company. I'm 5.8 feet tall, sexy long legs, very fair look, long hair, dark eyes and sexy figure of 34, 26, 36 with cup size C. Guys who don't have read my previous encounters, please read them to know more about me. After a successful couple of assignments, now my boss trusts me a lot. He also increased my salary. Later on the Friday, he called me in his cabin. Me. Yes, boss, you call me? Boss. Yes, darling, come here. We're having one opportunity of foreign business which needs your help. Me. How? Boss. One of an African country is looking for a local supplier from India. For the same, they are accessing companies. I had also quoted for the same. I had arranged for dinner tonight with their representatives. They are here only for next one day as they are returning on Sunday. So we have to grab this deal anyhow. Me. Boss, how can I help you? Boss. Kajal, you know very well how can be useful. You know very well your job to be done. And this time, I will give you 10% cut as well. But you have to be more aggressive as we want to conclude the deal today itself. Me. Okay, boss, let's see. Boss, no, Kajal. Don't take any chance this time as clients are also unknown to me. And one of them I had heard is some minister of that country as well. So be more caution. Me. Okay, boss. Where have we to go? Boss, today be there at hotel reception by 7 in the evening. You can leave office now to become more presentable. Me. Why you are so much tensed? Don't worry about the deal. We will get it. Boss. Yeah, Kajal, I'm worried as I need this deal anyhow. Do your best. Me. Okay, boss. I left from there. I reached home by 4 and was thinking how to be more presentable. I first waxed myself completely and made sure there not a single hair on my body except on my head. I made my skin more shiny and presentable by applying some lotions. I took a long and warm bath and came outside nude. I wiped myself and was seeing my beauty in the mirror. Then I selected clothes to wear for. I know I have to wear something sexier to get them trapped as they were also unknown to us. I selected sexy transparent red sari with sexy very low cut sleeveless matching transparent blouse with sexy tight underskirt wrapped very low showing my belly button very well with a sexy red satin knitted bra which gives a clear view of my bulging boobs and pointed nipples along with red G-string which barely covers my both holes. I applied dark red lipstick and wore red high heels. I was looking damn hot. I covered myself with an overcoat to avoid more looking on my body. I reached the hotel in the time in my car and moved towards reception. I called my boss and he asked me to come in the dining hall where he is with clients. As I entered the dining hall, I found their candles lighting up, giving very dark space around. I found my boss sitting in one corner table and 3 black men. I can see that they are huge and tall. They were well built and must be around 50 plus. As I moved in that space, my boss stood up and introduced me to them. Boss, guys, this is Kajal, my lovely secretary, who will guide you further in this deal. Kajal, meet them. He introduced me to the first guy named Tom, aged 55, dark black, bald, well-built. Another one, Ken, aged 60, well-built. And last one is powerful political of that country, Smith, 65, very dark black, completely bald, huge build. I greet them. They were happy to see such a sexy woman as their host. In the dim light, I was standing in a way that all the light were only on me. showing me under an overcoat. Smith, hey, why are you wearing an overcoat? Remove it and be comfortable. I slowly removed my overcoat and kept on my chair. They were shocked after seeing me in such a sexy attire. My boss was also happy to find me as he wanted me to be. I sat and explained him about the company and how we can handle their demands. Tom, lady, your company can take care of my company's demand. But what about ours? Boss, don't worry. We can tackle any demands, so don't worry. You just sign the deal and rest, we will take care. Ken, are you sure? You don't want to know even the details of it? Boss, no sir, we are okay. You just give us order. Remaining, we will take care. Smith, okay then. In this case, we will give you order for 1 year supply, but our demands will start from now only. And you know, we are here for tomorrow as well. So our demand will start now and will end on Sunday afternoon, where we have to leave. So are you okay? Boss, yes, sure. Smith, okay, we are signing the deal and awarding you 1 year contract, but you know now our demand starts. Ken, you know we had not seen such a ravishing beauty like your secretary till now, so we would like to explore her more. Boss, she is at your service, don't worry and enjoy, sir. Tom, Kajal, call for a drink to celebrate the deal. I call waiter and order for drinks. Smith, Kajal, as you know, now you have to complete our demand as agreed to your boss. Are you ready? Me, sure sir, will try my best. Ken, okay Kajal, then remove your sari pallu to let her see us more. Smith, why only pallu? Let her remove entire sari now there. Me, how is it possible here sir in open? Smith, Kajal, you have to obey us, so just do as told, stand up. As I stood up, Tom came near me and pulled my sari from the body in one swift motion only. My bulging boobs were on the show in a low-cut blouse. Smith, see guys how sexy her boobs are. Tom, yes sir, they are treat to enjoy. Ken, and it's very equal opposite matching to us. And they laughed loud. As I was standing there, Smith grabbed me and made me sit between him and Ken. While Tom and my boss were sitting opposite, both Smith and Ken tried to be closer to me. They started to talk about while waiter came and served the drinks. Smith, Kajal, it's been years for me to have such a fair lady like you. Ken, Smith, same is with me. Really, I would like to enjoy at fullest. Tom, you guys are very true. See, her nipples are also getting erected. Smith, Kajal, what the size of your boobs? Me, sir, you guess how it looks to be. Smith, it must be 36, what do you say? Me, you are right, sir, it's 36C. Tom, whoa, yummy to enjoy. Ken, Smith, let's finish the drink and move to our suite where we can later order food and enjoy more. Boss, sure guys, carry on. But let's first finish the signing formality so that I can leave and you guys can enjoy. Smith, okay guys, let's move to the suite. We all moved towards the lift and moved on the top floor. While in the lift also, they started to grope my ass and breast as they want. They were doing it hard and fast. As we reached and Ken opened the suite, soon Smith just unhooked my blouse. They're only parted apart, leaving me in my sexy, exposed, transparent bra. Seeing me like that, Ken untied my knot to remove my underskirt, leaving my sexy bra and thong only. They were happy to see me like this. They asked me to prepare more drink and they moved on the sofa to complete the business process. I prepared the drink and served them all. Smith told my boss that he has a very sexy lady with him to get any business. Boss, yes, she's my asset and very cooperative one. Ken, yes, she looks real hot chick. Smith, yes, her boobs are very prominent and make my cock to salute her. Boss, yet you are left to see her skills, guys. She is very hot and passionate. To see her naked is a treat to watch. Tom, yeah, you must be right. Guys look at her sexy ass as well. She looks sex machine. Boss, so guys, I will leave now. You guys have fun with Kajal. She will head till tomorrow afternoon at a service to please you all. Smith, thanks for such a lovely deal. We will make sure that Kajal gets the best fuck of her life. Boss left, leaving me with these three black guys. Smith, Kajal, let's have some fun before we order dinner, as we can't stop ourselves to see you naked. Ken, so Kajal, do some dancing for us, which can arouse us more and more. Saying this, Ken started some striptease dance and asked me to dance and shed the remaining clothes as well. I started to do a slow dance. Tom joined and unclasped my bra and took it and moved back on the sofa. I was there dancing only in a sexy thong. They asked me to remove the same as well. I slowly rolled it down and threw towards them. Now I was there standing naked in central and dancing slowly. Smith, Kajal, you look really hot and fucking being nude. I had not seen such a beauty in whole life. Tom, guys, let's finish first startup round with Kajal before moving for dinner. Yeah, you are right. I'm dying to put my cock in her ass. They all become nude in a fraction of seconds and asked me to come forward. As I moved closer to them, Smith pulled me on his lap and started to play with my boobs. He was crushing my boobs very hard and making sure that he can have the best use of it. They made me sleep on their laps on the large sofa and started to kiss me everywhere. Smith was on my boobs while Tom was on my pussy and Ken was on my feet. They were kissing, biting and pressing. Then they asked me to go on my knees as they want me to see, sucking their cocks one by one. I go on my knee and they stood up surrounding me. I can see their almost 10-inch big cocks. Smith put his cock on my lips and started to move deeper in my mouth. He was pushing more and more, and they all started to take one by one turn and make me suck for almost half an hour. The Smith told, guys, let's fill her. And saying this, he carried me in his hand and threw me on against a giant bed. Ken came behind me and put his bear cock in my asshole. As he was very big, I was shouting loud, feeling pain. Then the only Tom came forward and put his cock in my mouth to close it and gagged me hard, while Smith came on top of me and inserted in my pussy. So I was filled with three huge cocks at the same time. They started to fuck my holes in rhythm for almost 30 to 40 minutes. I was also now enjoying a lot. They asked me where I want their cum. I asked them to come in my mouth as I was to taste black cum. They were happy to hear this and started cum in my mouth one by one. They filled my mouth with their cum and emptied their cocks. I was very tired and exhausted. They moved towards sofa, leaving me drenched with cum. It was almost past 10, so they asked me to go and freshen up. Meanwhile, they ordered the food. I moved to have a bath and relaxed. I came out naked, dripping with water, and found them dressed. I moved to wear my clothes, but they asked me to leave them as they have ordered the food in suite only. They asked me to come towards them